With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling earlier this month means local clerks can choose to use ballot drop boxes again. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the Rhinelander City Clerk about the decision to use them again, starting with the August primary.
In 2022, the then-conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that ballot drop boxes could only be placed in local election clerks' offices, and the voter had to return their own ballot in person. In early July, the now liberal-controlled state Supreme Court reversed that ruling, saying unsupervised ballot drop boxes outside clerks' offices are legal. Clerks are not required to have one. Rhinelander City Clerk Austin Zarda says the one outside City Hall was well used before the ban.
A lot of our voters came in and they were definitely upset that we weren't able to use it anymore. They liked being able to use it, especially for folks who weren't able to get into City Hall before it closed. So once the Supreme Court overruled their previous decision and allowed the use of drop boxes, we brought it back just because we heard everyone really enjoyed using it, and it was a really effective way for people to make sure that they cast their ballot on time.
The Wisconsin Election Commission has issued guidelines to clerks on best practices for ballot drop boxes. The guidance for voters is posted on the outside of the drop box.
Make sure that their ballot envelope is sealed. And then on the back, making sure that they are signing the ballot and they have a witness sign the ballot as their witness, and also include their address, their city, all the stuff that's indicated on the back of that ballot and printing their name, just making sure that that ballot is fully filled out correctly.
The Rhinelander drop box is for voters registered within the city of Rhinelander. If people plan to use the drop box, Zarda recommends doing so as soon as possible to ensure your ballot is received.
We check it every day when we get here and every day before we leave, but then throughout the day we're checking it multiple times, especially as we get closer to the election, we're always checking it very, very often.
Absentee ballots can also be mailed back. In-person absentee voting is also available right now. It's recommended to call ahead to make sure your clerk is available before going in. The Wisconsin partisan primary is August 13th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A federal investigation has found that at least 973 Native American children perished in the U.S. government's abusive boarding school system over a 150-year period. Interior Department officials released the findings Tuesday and called on the government to apologize for the schools. Officials say the deaths were caused by sickness, accidents, and abuse. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said the schools isolated thousands of children from their families and denied them their identities of Native Americans. Former students at the schools, which operated until the 1960s, previously shared their experiences during a series of listening sessions that highlighted the harsh and often degrading treatment they endured. Nearly 6 out of 10 high school students in Wisconsin reported having at least one mental health challenge over the past year, based on results of the state's survey of students. The 2023 survey was completed by 1,882 students in 42 public, charter, and alternative high schools in Wisconsin. Students reported in the survey they were having more mental health challenges and had less support at home and at school. They also reported an increase in social media and overall screen usage, with nearly 80% reporting being on screens more than 3 hours a day. And about 1 in 5 students said they get less than 5 hours sleep a night. The Wisconsin Valley Fair opened this week in Wausau. For many fairgoers, this event has been a fixture for years.
Pretty fun, and I like the rides, the food's really good, and it's just a good time.
The fair offers something for everyone, from the rides and attractions to games, food, animal shows, concerts, and more. Fairgoer Allie Raskowski.
I love looking at the animals. There's just so many different kinds. Like, the bunnies are really cute. The rides are always really good here. Food is obviously great, iconic, like the fries, cheese curds, like everything is just so good.
The fair runs until August 4th. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Abbotsford man accused of stabbing his family was in court on Tuesday. Mike Leishner reports.
Victor Gomez Acosta is due for a mental competency evaluation after making his initial appearance. Officers say he stabbed his children to death, then turned the knife on their mother, who was seriously injured but now recovering. The incident happened in early July at their Abbotsford home. Court records show the 29-year-old appeared virtually for Tuesday's hearing but was removed for making outbursts while court was in session. A status conference is set for late August. If he's found guilty on any of the three charges, he faces a mandatory life sentence.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Police across the region will raise awareness about speeding with a special enforcement effort today. About 100 law enforcement agencies, including the Wisconsin State Patrol, will join states across the Midwest to step up patrols for Speed Awareness Day today. The day-long campaign involves state, county, and local law enforcement agencies. The Wisconsin State Patrol will have all available officers working statewide to stop drivers who are endangering safety on the roads. Traffic crashes are more harmful when they involve high speeds. The Environmental Protection Agency is investigating underreported methane emissions from landfills nationwide. A recent report names Michigan as a major offender. More from Crystal Blair.
Methane is a potent greenhouse gas and a key focus in combating climate change. Experts warn that methane emissions are spiraling out of control as they leak from landfills. The advocacy group Industrious Lab reports Michigan landfills emit enough methane to equal 11 million metric tons of carbon dioxide, resulting in more waste per capita than any other state. Catherine Blauvelt of Industrious Labs highlights this issue.
And that's because your landfills take in a lot of waste from out of state. You also have one of the lowest recycling rates in the nation. So that brings Michigan to the place of being sixth in the whole country in the highest landfill methane emissions.
Blauvelt says the good news is the EPA and Governor Gretchen Whitmer hold the pen to introduce tougher requirements for methane emission standards, particularly with the clean energy legislation signed into law last year in Michigan. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.